Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Stocks in Asia have fallen sharply over fears that the US and China are on the brink of a trade war. China has unveiled a list of American products it says could be subjected to tariffs just hours after President Trump announced plans for the punitive import taxes on Chinese goods. Stephen McDonald reports from Beijing.
An official statement from Beijing reads, "We intend to impose tariffs on certain US imports to balance out the losses caused to Chinese interests by the US. Crucially, these measures follow earlier steel and aluminium tariffs announced on the 8th of March in Washington, meaning a further response from China could be expected after today's notification from the Trump administration of a second round of US tariffs targeting China."
President Trump has appointed the right-wing former diplomat John Bolton as his new national security adviser. He replaces H.R. McMaster, who's been ousted in yet another White House sacking. Mr. Bolton recently said the nuclear deal with Iran should be scrapped and that the US should consider military force against North Korea. But soon after his appointment was announced, he said his past statements were behind him and he would be an honest broker, ensuring the president was aware of all available options. The European Union has taken the rare step of recalling its ambassador to Russia following the nerve agent attack in the UK. The show of solidarity with Britain comes after EU leaders, meeting in Brussels, agreed it was highly likely that Moscow was responsible for the poisoning of a former Russian former double agent, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter Yulia. Damian Grammaticus is in Brussels.
EU leaders said they condemned in the strongest possible terms what they called a grave challenge to our shared security. And then that extra surprise move, the recalling of the EU ambassador to Moscow. Nobody had foreseen that, but that, while being a sort of gesture, is also a significant one in the message it sends about the EU's position on this issue and how it stands with the UK.
World News from the BBC.